Those looking for love, combining love, and finding love again. Stay tuned as we journey down the pathway of the happily ever after with our celebrity host, Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in love and having it all.
Well, hi, it's Dame Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. We have such a special and unique and extraordinary show and guest for you today. It was my deepest heart desire when I created this show several years ago to bring to you the top experts around the world who can give you the keys, the tools, the secrets, the doorways, the pathways, and the windows to the kind of love that you dream of and desire, and to really live and lead that happily ever after. And today's guest is absolutely the cherry on the sundae. She is an expert in the field of love and happiness and hope and vision and sharing and caring in such a profoundly unique way that not only is it groundbreaking, but in watching her videos and listening to her testimonials, her diligence and determination to one person at a time share that vision of hope and love with the world is so strong that I really believe that she is life-changing for all of us here on this planet. And so it is a privilege, it is an honor, and a thrill to introduce to today's guest, Holly Real. Holly, welcome to the show.
Wow. Thank you for having me. That was, you had me all choked up.
Such a pleasure. I mean, I love what you're doing, and I can't wait to share what you're doing with people. And I had posted how love makes sense. And so I want to talk about your fragrances and your jewelry and all that you're doing. But one of my favorite questions to ask my guests is always the did you know factor. When you were 5 and 6 and 7 years old, when other little girls wanted to be Miss America or, you know, whatever it was that they wanted to be. And did you know instinctually that you wanted to help people or give to people, or were you healing hearts or a mediator, or did something happen along the way that the doorway opened to you and you just stepped into this whole new world?
Well, you hit it right on the head, because I was thinking about this very thing late last night before I went to bed. I did know. I was very little. And I distinctly remember the first time that I saw violence on television, and it stunned me. I was just, you know, maybe, I don't know, 6, 7. And I asked my dad, what's going on? What are they doing? And it made sense. Nothing made sense to me. And I can remember just, you know, being just a young child laying in the grass, looking up to the sky and really thinking that I wanted to do something. I needed to do something. So from very early on, there was something inside of me that knew that I needed to do something, make a difference, help people. So it was to feel that as a little person, you know, I always thought I was invincible when I was a kid, you know, like,
you know what, Holly, after meeting you, I believe you still are.
I really
do. You don't even know you just realized what you just said. I couldn't understand why it didn't make sense. And I laid on the grass and I looked up. And you wanted to make sense, and now you're making sense.
Oh, my God.
This incredible sense that's wow. Changing people's lives, which is your deepest desire.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Jeez. You know, it's those obvious things that just go right over my head. But, yeah, it's and you know, I certainly never expected to make a fine fragrance, but that's a whole nother, you know, that we'll get into that, but geez, I never thought I would have done that or done this. What a surprise. What an incredible surprise to have it turn out the way that it has.
When I watched your video, you're so intentful on loving the world. and the hope and vision. And when you were saying, I was looking at one of your jewelry videos, and you were saying your ring comes with a ring so you can give one away to somebody. And so how did you go from this little girl who nothing made sense, which I absolutely love, to jewelry design that would have such intentionality that it came with a commitment of love and hope and peace at the same time?
Mm. Wow. Now that's quite a journey. Like anyone else, I've been through my share of, you know, trials and tribulations, and you know, the rings came in the year 2000, almost exactly a year before 9/11, which is kind of ironic, because right before I had the vision, I had a friend commit suicide and another that attempted, and I desperately wanted something that could help people. And I had thought, I had been in the music business prior to that, thinking, well, music is so powerful, could it be that? You know, I was always on the search for something so meaningful that I could take to the world with my own, you know, stamp on it. And I had a vision. I had a vision of a ring in the dirt, and I can still see it. There was a red stone on the inside of it. And because I was a jeweler previously, I sold diamonds with my mother's business, and I traveled with a South African selling diamonds and jewelry. I knew what would make that design work, a cabochon stone. I knew exactly how it would work. I wasn't able to get anyone to make that for me, and I knew everyone. I knew so many bench people. I knew everyone, but no one wanted to make that for me. And it wasn't until I went through yet another difficult time, because at the time I had the vision, I was actually developing a pet product. And
is that the ones that I saw? Your purpose, your people, and pets, the piece of
No, it was actually my first experience blending oils to create scent. I'll never forget. I was doing it martini glasses and chopsticks, and it was in San Francisco. sounds about right, right? You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Sitting on the floor on a pillow. It gets even better, you know. And my little Yorkie was getting older, and she started smelling because she had bad allergies. And so, you know, I knew that olive oil and, you know, it was back when olive oil made its big hit and debut, and it was being, you know, it ended up being in a lot of beauty products. Well, I handmade a soap in a bottle that was blended with the finest oils, and it became kind of cultish because, you know, people were buying it. It got into the top showroom in New York City. It was just, but it was before it was okay for product to separate, because it was all natural. But that was my first experience blending fragrance. And so that's what I was doing. I then turned that into a spa line for pets, and, long story short, it got, you know, Target ended up buying and private labeling part of that line, and one thing led to another, and I was in that pet business for a while. It was actually trailblazing, because no one ever, you know, it was never a product that you could share. This high-end soap was something that you could get in the shower with your dog and use on yourself and your animal, and it was a proper pH, and it was beautiful. So that's what I was doing at the time. I was in the pet business or development, you know, pet product development, and loving it. And then when I had partnered with someone and it ended, in not a very good way, I went back to the vision. I went back to sketches that I had drawn with this ring. And in a pretty low place, I decided to seek out a goldsmith. and learn how to make this ring myself. And that's what I did.
That's amazing. And I know we're going to jump to a break in just a minute.
Sure.
And we've got so much to talk about. Back to your fragrance and your Destiny cocktails and these incredible rings. But I was looking at one of the videos of the ring when you were talking about the ring in the sand. And there was a beautiful picture of the ring buried in the sand. Mm-hmm. And then they had your original sketches of what the ring would look like. And it looked to me like you could peel the ring right off the page and put it in onto your finger. It was that realistic and that dimensional. And so when you envision the design, did you also envision it on the people and the way that it would change and evolve consciousness?
You just gave me the chills because I knew it would be all over the world. And I had no idea how. And that's a key for all of us. Never, you don't have to know how. Just do it. I knew. And through my entire, when I saw, I knew that that ring was meant to be all over the world. And I actually had visions of me placing it on fingers. And it turned out later, years later, I was actually in Norway, in Australia, in Ireland. And I traveled and actually put the ring on people's fingers.
You were such a gift, Holly. I'm so excited that you're here with us today, and it's just so beautiful and such an honor having you here. And so more with Holly Riddle when we turn here on Passionate Living and Hourglass Bride, our new home here on Times Radio. And as we're on the break, think about what gifts you would like to give to the world. And if you have a vision to love people one person at a time and actually change consciousness and evolve the world, what that would look like. And I can't wait for you to hear all about Holly's new fragrance, 0.2 meters.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Being a radio host on IOM-FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Times endeavor. Host your show with Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Aliyah, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Times Radio. IOM FM.
I always love that music. I always feel like I should be on a fur bedspread with a martini. I person someday that does my lead in music. I'm always like so mellow when I come back from break. So we are here in Hourglass Bride, Bridal Talk Radio with Holly Riddle, and we are talking about just her amazing inventions and journey and inspirations of love and hope and peace and glory and all of these incredible gifts. I love that you made a perfumed soap that you could shower with your pets. You can also use the fragrance, and just that everything that you've done has been so natural. And I love that you're talking about their natural products. And even when I was talking to you prior to the show and I was asking you about the creation of the ring, and just the way that you've created it, the vision that you drew it, that you wanted to actually create them yourself and not have somebody else do it, and that this came just from your heart and your spirit, your soul and your hands and your thoughts. And you've been in flow this entire time, which to me is just magical. And that you stay in that place. Because when I talk to you, you always just have this sparkle and love about you. And this effervescence, which is just phenomenal.
Thank you. It's love. It's all love.
It is love. So now you have this incredible new fragrance, which I'd like to talk to you about. So it is 0.2 Meet Your Destiny. Mm-hmm. And tell me about this fragrance, because this is not like any other fragrance in the world, nor is it like any fragrance that has ever been created in the history of all time. So tell me, that's right. Is this another dream? You had another vision and another dream.
Well, you know, not quite, but it did get dreamy. I read an article that in 1/5 of a second we can look into the eyes of someone and have the rush of love at first sight in 1/5 of a second, and that's 0.2. And if you've ever felt it, you know it's bam. the sirens are going off and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to know that person. I want to get up next to that person. And that's how fast it can happen. The hormones are released, the endorphins. And I read this and I was like, I don't know why, Nicole. I just thought, a fragrance. It just hit me. Like, what if a fragrance was connected to this rush? Because I knew the power of the sense of smell. I knew that it was, you know, it's directly connected to the emotional center of our brain, our mood, memory, behavior, emotions. So what if I put this intention to a fragrance? And that's really how it started. And just like the rings, the fragrance took me on a journey as well. I think I get hit with things that come from above, and you know, it comes into me, and then it's up to me to just not question it and take action and make it. And that's really, I think, throughout my life, I learned to do. Don't overthink it. Don't question too much, because the answers, you'll get the answers, the meaning, everything will reveal itself in time. You know, almost like I'm just the student, and I'm gifted with this idea. So that was it. Every piece of it, down to the design of the bottle, the back crush, representing everything that we walk around with, all of the just the thoughts in our heads, the voice that says maybe not the all the positive things that we're walking around with, the negative voices or the things that we have to do in the day. You know, our minds are constantly chattering, and then there's a 0.2 and a shiny platinum in the front of the bottle, and as soon as you have that moment, bam, you come through that crush like, what crush? What problem? There's no problem.
I say that because when I held the bottle, and I had the opportunity, for those of you that are listening, Holly placed a bottle in my hand and something happens. It's in that moment, in that second in time, even though you're not wearing it, there is something inside that's almost like somebody just handed you the golden chalice. You feel
you're
like
giving me the chills. You're giving me the
and also the way that you hand it to people.
Yeah.
Has a reverence about it that's very different than somebody saying, "Here, try this." It's like you're being handed something holy and blessed, and it's very special and very sacred and very secret at the very same time.
Yeah.
And yet you feel its power without even knowing what's inside.
Oh, I'm glad you felt that. I'm more than glad. I'm thrilled because that was my intention, and intention, just the rings are intention. Everything that I create is with intention, with love. And like the line I created, love is my intention. Everything that I create is with meaning and intention. So I know the power of this scent. I know what it can do. I've witnessed it. I've taken people on destiny experiments to prove the power.
Can I ask what a destiny experiment? I have to ask all these things.
Well, I'm getting ready to do another one, and this time it's going to be filmed. Last year, I took 11 women in 11 days on what I call the destiny experiment, and it was to prove what I knew was possible through the LAMI ring, the Inside Out ring, and the fragrance. And this was before it was even bottled. I opened it to anyone all over the world to send a submission to me, if there was something that they needed or wanted to change in their life and how I could help them create their destiny. Because every morning that we get up, we have the opportunity to create our own destiny. And I had submissions from all over the world, and I picked 11 people, and I sent them sample vials of the fragrance and a ring with a stone inside for destiny. And in those 11 days, I did videos. I put them on a private page. I started out the experiment telling them, you know, working through some energetic things, things that they're wearing around the house. I practice Reiki. I don't do that as a business, but I practice Reiki, and I feel like I infuse that into whatever I'm making, because everything is vibration, everything is energy, and so when you are vibrating at a higher level with love, that's what you attract. So we start that way. We go through the house and through, you know, what they're wearing, and we clear out things that could be negative. And then every day I do a video. I give them instructions on what to do, and it was mind blowing. I was even stunned.
That's incredible. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about the placement of the perfume, and as we were talking about, and how you share these things, because it's just so remarkable the way that you take people through this journey and through this process. And before we jump to break, I just wanted to backtrack for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the inside outside ring. And mm-hmm. So for our audience that are not familiar with your work, which is so hard to believe because it's so and it's had such a profound impact. But I know that there are people right now that are saying, what's an inside outside ring? And so to calm the brains before we move on, can you share what an inside outside ring is or what that would look like?
Well, it's called the inside out ring. And it's on, that was the vision. That was the vision that I had. It's basically, simple bands that have the stone on the inside, and you can actually see that at hollyriddle.com. I've been kind of spinning off of the original, just like really worn look on the outside, because I really feel like these came from another time, just another lifetime. Because that's the vision that I had, was that it was found long after I'm passed. But they're just a simple band with a stone that touches your skin on the inside with intention. You have the energy of the crystal against your skin, and that in and of itself has been incredibly powerful over the years that I've been making them. And I'm getting ready to create. I've already designed it. It's going to be a destiny ring. Under the inside out design, but a little bit different, little twist, But that is what Inside Out is. It's a band with the stone on the inside. And like I said, it's on hollyriddle.com. And you can see what it looks like.
Just fantastic. Well, they're really beautiful, and I love that they have the stones inside and the gratitude rings. And I know we're jumping to break, but when we come back, I would love to talk about the fact that the fragrance is unisex.
Yeah.
And that it has a different scent on everybody, because when I was watching the videos and I was reading all this material in this ring, and I'm so intrigued by this fragrance and everything that you're doing, I was thinking of my very own shower. And I have, like, a shower caddy that has many, many shells. I have, like, one of the fanciest caddies ever. And I have entire shelves of, like, strawberry and orchid, sure, and, you know, all the beautiful girly stuff. And I have shelves that people should never touch, which is, like, all for redhead, because anybody can go in and become a redhead. You know what I have to say?
Oh, my gosh.
Look at those. And then I have shelves that are, like, on top, the top shelves are like men's shampoo and men's stuff. And, you know, and I have a 15-year-old nephew and my brother or whatever. And, you know, and I have all their boys' stuff. And so, and everything, their stuff smells so very different than mine. So when we come back from break, I would love to talk about how does one create a unisex fragrance and wear one, and that individual personal scent and smell that everybody has, and the intentionality of the spirit of being able to love yourself in the process. And so more when we return here on Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio on our new home, which we love, Uncleansed Radio for Conscious Radio and Living, and more with Holly Riddle and her incredible, incredible journey and scents and rings and products and visions and dreams and hopes for the future and the love and humanity. And certainly she teaches us to love ourselves as well as to love each other when we return here on Our Glass Bride.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, OM Times.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Hourglass Bride with Holly Riddle talking about her amazing new fragrance, 0.2, Meet Your Destiny, that was designed not only to be able to help you fall in love, connect with your true love, connect with your destiny, but also to be able to love yourself in a deeply profound and loving way. It's so wonderful to have you here, Holly. I love this project.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Oh, no, it's a blast. I love this.
For the break, I was asking you about the unisex, that it's a unisex fragrance, because in my very own home, I could be like the first floor of Bloomingdale's. I actually had friends help me move in like another box of perfume.
Yeah, right.
So how does one create a unisex fragrance that actually wakens the cells and the senses of everybody wearing it?
Oh, honestly, I have no idea how I did this. No, I picked the notes. I worked with a top perfumer, and I did a whole lot of asking. I'm like, if you want me to continue this work, you better give me a really amazing fragrance that the majority will fall in love with. That's all. I just kept asking, and it was bizarre, to be honest, that it was the first. Well, let me back up. I spent an entire 6 hours with the perfumer working with blends. Now, when you sit at a perfume org and you've got hundreds of oils and you're blending out of hundreds of oils and you're going to create this perfect blend. Well, I made the mistake the first time around of listening to an ex and an ex lover about the note that I should use. And I say mistake because I needed to listen to myself. I needed to go inside and really, because this was mine. This is something that was coming through me. And so that 6 hours, nothing worked. And I was literally in tears, crying because I knew what I did. And so my perfumer, she was lovely. She said, Holly, take some time off and you've got another round. Come back and we'll give it another shot. And I'm no joke. I came back after 3 or 4 weeks, the very first blend is 0.2.
Wow.
Magic. We looked at each other instead like, oh my gosh. So why unisex? Because unisex is the balance, the male female. There's so many reasons. There's so much that goes into this, you know, more than I can really talk to my publicist about. I tell her everything, but it's so deep that, you know, I try to get in as much as I can on the spiritual aspect. And that's why I love talking to you and being on shows like this, because I get to tell it all. I wanted something that, first of all, I cared for flowery fragrance. I always wore something that was unisex. And I knew that if I created something that was light enough, I do not care for strong fragrance. I have a very sensitive nose, and I don't want to smell someone before they get into the door. And I knew that men also have a tendency, and I'm not picking on anybody here, but, you know, male fragrances are strong anyway. So when a man puts on a little bit extra, it becomes overpowering. And I'll give you a little interesting tidbit about scent. When you choose a lover, by their smell. So you can meet someone and get with them once, but if you don't dig their scent, you're not going back for more. So it was really important for me to create a fragrance that blended with your natural scent, because there's really nothing sexier or more sensual than that. To just kind of ease into your skin and become a part of you, not overpower you. And this fragrance, I have experienced it on the back of the neck of a friend of mine. She said, you've got to smell this. She picked up her hair, and I could not believe it. It was so feminine. And then I
it was, to me, dumbfound that each and every person had their, it's passion, it's delectable, it's delightful. I was just sharing because I know that you went out for just a second.
Oh, in, thank you.
That's okay. That in your video, I was watching the couple and he's saying, it's scrumptious, or it's delectable or something. And she's like, and it's, and for her, it was so different on him.
And I think I broke the line. I was getting so passionate about it, I just went pow.
I do that, Holly, all the time. People have to be scared because I blow out electronics. I walk around, you know, I just put my hand up and things blow around me. So it's so fabulous. But I love the fact that you followed your heart's desire. And I wanted to ask you, because I was reading in your material that you were talking about even beyond the love at first sight and the destiny of meeting somebody, that what this fragrance allows us to do is to open our heart to the possibility of love.
Thank you for bringing this up, because it's so important. This fragrance, it goes far beyond meeting someone as a lover. Meet your destiny to me. Our destiny is love. We came from love, and we came from unconditional love. And we don't have to die to experience it again. I really believe that if we keep our hearts open, that we can actually experience that as we're living. Beyond the hurts and the pains that we've experienced, we can have that. And, you know, when we look at our dogs and when our dogs look at us and we feel that, there's a reason. There's an actual chemical that's released. It's called oxytocin. Animals release it to each other, but they also, we experience it with our animals because it's unconditional love. So with the fragrance, I set the intention with people when I talk with them, you know, I just want you, just try looking at people without the judgment and just with some kindness and wonder, and watch how it makes you feel. Just feel how it makes you feel. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, and you're gonna experience it. If you can do that and start from there, you're gonna feel a rush. And when I talk to people about how to apply it, absolutely get in the mirror, look at yourself, and just put it on. Look yourself in the eyes and just give yourself all that love, and feel good. Feel so amazing, like you're it, man. You are it, and that's how you're going to go out into the world, and you're going to give that away. You're going to look at people and give them that feeling that you just experienced in the mirror. And I do it every day, and I meet people every single day. I'm hugging strangers every single day, and they don't even know why they're hugging me. They don't even know what's hit them, and it's magical, but. And it's real, and it really is tangible. We can have this. I know it's scary at times to creep open that heart to when you've been hurt or you've suffered loss. But if you take baby steps and you just start with having some eye contact with people, I promise you, you know, it will grow. I had a few people in the last experiment that I did. One woman lost her husband. It was 4 years. She could not move on. And after 11 days, this woman put her home up for sale. She started wearing makeup. Her whole life, she got a life. Her whole life changed. And it was simply because she gave herself another chance. And she gave herself permission to be happy again. We're meant to be happy. We're meant to have love. We're meant to have joy. That's what this fragrance represents.
Holly, that's so beautiful. I mean, it really is. It's so phenomenal. And when you talk about meeting your destiny, and when you had the experiments and people that were putting the fragrance on to meet their destiny or their future or their vision or their dream of their life. So they opening their heart and spreading their wings to the life that they've dreamt of. Desired? Are they saying yes to it all?
They're saying yes to it all. And they're more than that. They're believing that it's there. And all they have to do is allow it. Allow that person to find you. They can't find you if your heart's not open. You're not the, well, I talked about vibration earlier. You're not a match. If your heart is closed, it's like you're hiding. But as soon as you find some courage, and I hope it's in a bottle because it's there, let it be, let it be, let it be, like that, that magic potion. I don't care what you call it, but use it because it works. Let it be the trigger that allows you to let that person in and let them find you, because you've got to be the match. You've got to be the vibrational match that says, I'm open to love.
Well, you certainly are open to love, and you represent love in such, really, such a sweet and sensual and powerful and enlightening and illuminating way that it's so glorious. And you see you sparkle and shine just meeting, you know, your this effervescent top, and you can't help but love you. There's such a beautiful, I mean, your smile and your radiance and just.
Oh, thank you. Well, I tell people, you don't have a choice, because I can love you and you don't have anything to do with it. Like, I'm going to love you and tough. But, you know.
Well, we're just jumping to break. But when we come back, I would love to tell people how they could find the fragrance. And I want to talk about your new cocktail, because, you know, we're going to come back to cocktail music here as we have the lounge DJ today. And it's just so wonderful having you here. So Holly Riddle here on Bridal Talk.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio with Holly Riddle and 0.2, Meet Your Destiny and Love is My Intention. And right before the break, we were talking about this new fragrance that is changing the lives and hearts of humanities worldwide. And so I know people are listening to the show saying, okay, so how do I get this fragrance? How do I start living and leading my life full of love and intentionality? And how do I meet my destiny today?
Well, right now, there's quite a few ways. The website is zero, the numeral zero, the word point, and the number two, .com. And on that site, you can go you can go to Stockists, put in your zip code, and see if there's a store in your area. It launched just mid-February, so I'm just in about 28 stores. Just really getting started, getting out into the stores. On the website, though, I want to offer your listeners a couple discount codes. You can try the sample for free with the code FREEDESTINY. And if you'd like to just jump right in and get a bottle, the code DESTINY will give you 20% off. So you're able to actually get it online.
Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that my audience out there is so excited because you want a bottle of Meet Your Destiny, of something that's going to open your heart, teach you to love yourself, and draw in your life, your vision, and your dreams. I mean, it's just incredible. And now you have a cocktail. I know about this cocktail.
You know, I had no intention. I really didn't expect to be making a cocktail around this fragrance, but it just really, again, is meeting people. You know, I met this woman. We started talking, hit it off. Next thing you know, she's the ambassador of Ketel One Vodka. And she was talking to me about Ketel One. And, you know, I really got inspired by this company. It's still mostly owned by the original family. They make this vodka very similarly to a fragrance by using, you know, its notes. They go through notes, and the way that they flavor it is blending the oils of different oranges. I just loved it. And so they inspired me. And the Ketel ambassador, she was inspired by the fragrance. So she's like, we both kind of said, oh, wow, what about a cocktail? And so, you know, I put my head to mixology. I've never in my life created a cocktail. And she thought, well, you know, let me contact one of our top mixologists and see what they can do. And I said, well, I'd like to do this. I would like to use some of the notes that are in my fragrance and use them in the actual cocktail, because I have bergamot, and the top note is a mint, and it goes in. There's a neroli in the middle, and there's a muskiness at the end with oak moss. To get the closest experience to this fragrance in a cocktail. So as she's going off to mixologist, I, in my head, go, oh, I'm making this, because that's what I do. You know, I was down for the challenge. So lo and behold, you know, he came back with a gorgeous cocktail, but it had, I think, mangoes. It had things in it that the other part of it was that I did not want it to be too tricky, because I wanted people all over the world to be able to make it. So, and I also wanted it to be as healthy as possible. And also, I have a non-alcoholic version. So those are things that are important to me, the healthiest possible cocktail. So it turned out that it's amazing. It's really incredibly tasty. And when you put the drink up to your nose, you experience first the mint. It just wafts into your nose with some of that bergamot. There's tea in it, the bergamot tea. You take a sip. It's refreshing, clean, and invigorating, just like how the fragrance goes on. When you first put this fragrance on, it's just – I just got the chills. It feels good. It's happy. You're like, I'm awake. It feels so good. And then it gets into the skin, just like this. The cocktail is in your mouth, and it has a little bit of a muskiness because there's a tiny bit of bitters, and it's just you can't get enough of it, and it's the same as a cocktail. It's a little dangerous because you can drink this and you know and not
very quickly in love with anybody.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. And how great is it? Of course, it's called Meet Your Destiny. How great is it if you want to send over a Meet Your Destiny to someone? I mean, what a better drink to send if you want to meet someone. So that's it. And then Kettle One actually endorsed it. And I'm looking right now at a recipe card that they printed that is going to be going out to their celebrity following. And I'm just so proud of it. I'm really excited that they love the cocktail just as much. And I, if anyone would like the recipe, I'm going to have
of Meet Your Destiny cocktail.
How fun. I'm committed to fun. I am committed to fun. And if it's not fun, I'm going to lean away from it as much as possible. And I just, that's it. And I am having a blast spreading love, talking about love, spraying people with love. Now they're drinking it in, you know, inside and out. And it's just, you know, it becomes, this is a lifestyle, you know, it's all about really committing to just wanting to be more joyful each day and full of love and have more love in your life. That's how this all started for me. I wanted more love. I wanted to experience more love in my life. And you know, if I give more, I get more. And it's just that simple. It works.
Well, I'm so thrilled that you were with us today. And I love this journey from this little girl who's frustrating us because things didn't make sense, who laid on the grass and only wanted to make sense. And now you're making this scent that's absolutely changing the planet and the world. And the fact that even the connection with your animals that you talk about, the oxytocin, and you talk about the endorphins, and that, and I know we didn't even have an opportunity to hit on the jewelry that you created, the People and Pets jewelry for your peace and love, where you carved a heart in all of the jewelry for your dog. And I just think that everything you do, your rings, the love is my intention and yours too, and meet my destiny. There is so much passion and compassion and deep desire and intentionality and freedom in what you do. Because where else can we put on a fragrance that not only has the opportunity for us to fall in love or to be able to create and reach and match our dreams, but allows us the freedom to love ourselves in a way that we've never loved ourselves before? It's really a beautiful journey.
It is. It really is. And it has been a journey. It definitely has been a journey.
Well, but this is so special. And so since this is a show of happily ever after,
it is
a show of love, I'd love to close the show by asking you, what does love mean to you?
Joy. Mm. Joy. It's the most powerful healer. It's the most important thing in my life.
Well, you are a package and abundant essence and the quintessence of joy, Holly Riddle. And so grateful that you were with us today. And we look forward to having you back on. We would love to follow your experiments and what's happening with these men and these women that you are following their lives and how this fragrance is affecting them and how they are meeting and matching their dreams and the loves of their lives. And their futures and the process. And I so adore the fact that you were saying just by putting it on and looking in the mirror and loving yourself and being open to the possibility or opening your heart to everybody you meet. Like that you're saying that you just hug people just because you hug people. Why they're hugging you, but they're hugging you and they're loving it. And that you encircle everybody with this love and this light and this just great wonder and spirit that's carried in all of your products and these rings and these scents and in everything you do and the way you lead and you live your life. So it's so precious and it's so magnificent. And we are truly honored and privileged.
Thank you.
They wish you all the best with this.
Thank you.
For everybody out there, you can have a free sample just by going to the website. And you said it's 0 and then the word point and the number 2.
.com.
And what is generous offer? So find and meet your destiny today. For Holly Riddle, myself, Nicole Brandon, we're wishing you a bright life, a life of bliss, joy, and happiness. And wishing that each and every one comes. Have a happy life. Wishing you joy, peace, and love.